ಸಮಾಜದ ನದಿಯಿಂದ ಜೀವನದ ಧ್ವನಿ ರೇಡಿಯೋ ಮಾನಸ 89.6 FM.
ಆತ್ಮೀಯ ಕೇಳುಗರೆ, ರೇಡಿಯೋ ಮಾನಸ 89.6 FM ವಿಶೇಷ ಕಾರ್ಯಕ್ರಮಕ್ಕೆ ಸ್ವಾಗತ.
ನಮ್ಮ ರೇಡಿಯೋ ಮಾನಸ 89.6 FM ನ ವಿಶೇಷ ಉಪನ್ಯಾಸ ಕಾರ್ಯಕ್ರಮದಲ್ಲಿ ಇಂದು ನಮ್ಮ ಜೊತೆ ಡಾಕ್ಟರ್ ಬಿ ಗೋಪಾಲ್ ಸಿಂಗ್ ರವರು ಕಾರ್ಯಕ್ರಮದಲ್ಲಿ ಇದ್ದಾರೆ. ಇವರು ಡೆವಲಪ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಇಂಡಿಯಾ ಅಂಡ್ ಚೈನಾ ದ ಬಗ್ಗೆ ವಿಶೇಷ ಉಪನ್ಯಾಸ ನೀಡಲಿದ್ದಾರೆ. ಡಾಕ್ಟರ್ ಬಿ ಗೋಪಾಲ್ ಸಿಂಗ್ ರವರ ಕಿರುಪರಿಚಯ ನಮ್ಮ ರೇಡಿಯೋ ಮನಸ ಕೇಳುಗರಿಗಾಗಿ. ಡಾಕ್ಟರ್ ಬಿ ಗೋಪಾಲ್ ಸಿಂಗ್ ರವರು ನಿವೃತ್ತ ಸಹ ಪ್ರಾಧ್ಯಾಪಕರು. ಇವರಿಗೆ ಸುಮಾರು 42 ವರ್ಷಗಳ ಸುದೀರ್ಘ ಸೇವಾ ಅನುಭವ ಹೊಂದಿದ್ದಾರೆ. ಇವರು ಸುಮಾರು 30 ರಿಸರ್ಚ್ ಆರ್ಟಿಕಲ್ ಮತ್ತು 40 ಆರ್ಟಿಕಲ್ಸ್ಗಳನ್ನು ರಿಸರ್ಚ್ ಜರ್ನಲ್ ಮತ್ತು ನ್ಯೂಸ್ ಪೇಪರ್ಗಳಲ್ಲಿ ಪ್ರಕಟಿಸಿದ್ದಾರೆ. ಇವರ ಮಾರ್ಗದರ್ಶನದಲ್ಲಿ ಒಬ್ಬರು PhD ಮತ್ತು 6 ವಿದ್ಯಾರ್ಥಿಗಳು MPhilಗಳನ್ನು ಪಡೆದಿರುತ್ತಾರೆ. ಇವರು ಅನೇಕ ನ್ಯಾಷನಲ್ ಮತ್ತು ಇಂಟರ್ನ್ಯಾಷನಲ್ ಕಾನ್ಫರೆನ್ಸ್ ಮತ್ತು ವರ್ಕ್ಶಾಪ್ಗಳಲ್ಲಿ ಭಾಗವಹಿಸಿರುತ್ತಾರೆ. ಇವರು ಅನೇಕ ವಿದೇಶಗಳಲ್ಲಿ ವಿಶೇಷ ಉಪನ್ಯಾಸಗಳನ್ನು ಸಹ ನೀಡಿರುತ್ತಾರೆ. ಇವರು ಅನೇಕ ಪ್ರತಿಷ್ಠಿತ ಎಕನಾಮಿಕ್ಸ್ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಷನ್ ಮತ್ತು ಸೊಸೈಟಿಗಳಲ್ಲಿ ಸದಸ್ಯತ್ವವನ್ನು ಕೂಡ ಹೊಂದಿದ್ದಾರೆ. ಇವರಿಗೆ ನಮ್ಮ ರೇಡಿಯೋ ಮಾನಸ 89.6 FM ಸ್ವಾಗತವನ್ನು ಕೋರುತ್ತಾ ಕಾರ್ಯಕ್ರಮವನ್ನು ಪ್ರಾರಂಭಿಸೋಣ.
ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಎ ಪ್ಲೆಷರ್ ಫಾರ್ ಮೀ ಟು ಬಿ ಹಿಯರ್ ಟು ಟಾಕ್ ಟು ಯು ಅಬೌಟ್ ಎ ವೆರಿ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ಪರ್ಟಿನೆಂಟ್ ಆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಡೆವಲಪ್ಮೆಂಟ್, ಪರ್ಟಿಕ್ಯುಲರ್ಲಿ ದಿ ಡೆವಲಪ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಡಿಬೇಟ್ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ಇಂಡಿಯಾ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಚೈನಾ. When we speak about the development debate between India and China, first of all we should remember that now India is the leader for G20. India is the president of G20 up to the November and December 2023. Why I am making a reference of G20 here is that the group of 20, including Argentina, Australia, Brazil, Canada, France, Germany, India, Indonesia, Italy, Japan, Republic of Korea, Mexico, Russia, Saudi Arabia, South Africa, Turkey, United Kingdom, and United States, including the European Common Market. I have just skipped the country China. We should know that in G20, one of the important participants is China. We cannot neglect the existence of either India or China in the global economic development. In this background, what I am going to speak here is about how this development debate is going on between India and China particularly. We know that in the initial stages, we have tried to have different types of the local organization. Say, for example, that we had BCIM, Bangladesh, China, India, and Myanmar. That's a group. Now we have got G20, but earlier we had this association also. We had BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. We are also a member of WTO. We are also a member of various global organizations. But when we speak about this global organization, it is a multilateral trade. Nowadays, the importance is for bilateral trade. The importance is for the regional cooperation. We have to see that the regional associations like SAARC has to be upgraded and it has to be given life in various economic aspects. Now, with regard to the economic development and debate, it is very essential to see a comparison of both China and India. We know that the pandemic 2019 COVID has affected many countries of the world, including China and India. But with regard to this pandemic, China find it very difficult to sustain this effects or impact of the pandemic, whereas India was able to sustain the impact of the pandemic. like a bird which comes out of the ashes, India is able to recover itself and it is going at a very fast rate towards development. Usually, we know that within 4 or 5 years or by 2030, there will be two superpowers in the world. One will be China, other will be India. At present, we know that India is at the fifth place with regard to the economy, particularly GDP, and China is in the second place. That's why I said that out of the total population of 740 crores in the world, around 42.5 crores is in India population. Around 142 crores is in China. So out of 740 crores population of 222 countries in the world, these two countries constitute a major chunk of population, global population. The market lies here. The development point lies here. So if India and China, they come together, they can conquer the economy of the world. How far? Let us see and have a discussion on this point of view. Mainly when we speak that India is very good in software, China is very good in hardware. If China and India come together in the process of manufacturing the hardware by China and providing software by India, it is possible that we can conquer this electronic world, all over global countries that we can take into our purview, and we can develop the economy very fast. When we make a comparison of the development debate between these two countries, we should also know one point about this economic indicators. When we take the economic indicators, take for example the poverty ratio. As per the 2017 PPP rate, the percentage of poverty at the rate of $2.15 per day calculation, we know that the poverty ratio in China is only 0.1%, whereas the data says that it is 10%. Data differs. The institutions and the data published by the government, they may differ, but it's a fact that the poverty ratio is little high in India than in China. The reasons may be many. So, in that way, one of the aspects of development is to reduce this poverty ratio. China is at the verge of almost coming to this zero poverty ratio, but India has to go a long way to reduce the poverty ratio. When we speak about this life expectancy at birth, that is total number of years the person lives, in China it is 78 years, whereas in India it is 67 years. These differences with regard to this HDI, Human Development Index, where we take into consideration economic development, the health aspects, and also education, we should see that the average age of persons, there is a lot of difference between India and China. When we see about this population, as I said earlier, so population of China, now it is in the second place. India has already taken the first place in population, having more than 142.5 crores, I said. And with regard to the population growth, it is zero at present actually in China. With great difficulty in India, it is 0.7%. So in that respect, when we speak about this population growth rate, that the growth rate should be reduced in India in order to pick up the economic development and to become the superpower. I said that in the GDP calculation, India is in the fifth place, China is in the second place. To pick up this, we have to see this, the growth rate of population in India has to be reduced. The development is also taken into consideration on the basis of the immigration and migration. With regard to the net migration in China, if you just see, it is 2,194,000 in 2017. Net migration in India is 3 lakhs, that is 1,970 as per the 2021 data. Migration also plays an important role in economic development. Another important point that we have to make in the development debate by comparing the countries is that the human capital index at the rate of 0 to 1 scale, The human capital index in China is 0.7, which is really higher, whereas in case of India, it's only 0.5 with regard to the human development index. With regard to this GDP, we know that China is having at the calculation of 2022 that we know that 18 trillion dollars is the GDP of China, $18 trillion, whereas in case of India it is $3.75 trillion GDP. We hope to have $5 trillion in India. Just make a comparison: $18 trillion GDP of China and $3.75 trillion of India. To make it is $4 trillion in India, we have to be waiting till 2025 or 26. Maybe at 2030, India will be able to have the ambitious $5 trillion economy. So a country's development is measured on the basis of the GDP in trillion dollars. So in case of GDP per capita, we have to take into consideration that the total income of the country divided by the population. GDP growth rate in China is annually 3%. In India, it is 7%. The data says that the GDP growth rate, even after this pandemic, is around 6.1%. It is possible that in coming years, the GDP growth rate in India will be around 7. Definitely, India will be able to achieve its dream of having $5 trillion economy soon. Another important point that we have to take into consideration between these two countries is about the unemployment rate. Unemployment rate is increasing globally. It's very alarming that the unemployment rate, both educated and also unskilled laborers, unemployment is very high. Another mind-puzzling and the point which affects the economic development of any country, particularly in China and India, is the inflation rate. The spiraling prices will hamper the economic growth of the country. The inflation rate, consumer prices, annual percentage is 2% in China, whereas the data speaks that 6.7% in India. So the inflation rate is little higher. The problem with regard to the calculation of inflation rate in any country, particularly in India and China, is that we take the two types of inflation. One is the retail price inflation, other is the wholesale price inflation. There is a lot of difference between the wholesale price and also retail price. People are under confusion that why, even though the wholesale rate prices are decreasing, why these retail prices are increasing. One has to be very clear, and people have to be made known that how it works and why there is inflation, and we have to find out ways and means to reduce the inflation in India also. With regard to the personal remittances received as a percentage of GDP, in China it is 0.1% personal remittances received as a percentage of GDP. In India, it is really high, 3.3%. So in some aspects, we know that India is doing very well, and in some aspects, China is doing very well. So with regard to the aspects of environmental indicators, which is very, very important, because for sustainable development, we should see that we have to strike a balance between the environment and the economic development. We cannot sacrifice the environmental issues for the economic development. Sustainable development includes that we have to have a sustainable environment and sustainable economic development. With regard to the carbon dioxide emissions in metric tons per capita, in China it is 7.8%, which is really very, very high and alarming. In India, it's only 1.6%. That means we should see that in India, we are very strict in controlling the environmental pollution. We know that Kuznet Karo speaks about the growth level in the economy and also the pollution rates. Kuznet, the economist, Nobel economist, says that in the initial stages of economic development, the pollution rate is very high. When the growth takes place, the pollution level decreases. In that respect, the carbon dioxide emission rate we see here in China, it's really very high, 7.8%. In that respect, whether we should call China as almost a developed economy, it's very difficult because we cannot sacrifice environment at the cost of economic development. In India, as I said, that it's only 1.6 metric tons per capita carbon dioxide emissions as per the data 2020. In that way, we are really seeing that in India, we are able to maintain the environmental sustainability. So, as I said earlier, if we take certain points, India is leading, and in certain points, China is leading. With regard to the environment and the rainfall and the havocs that we are seeing globally, including India and even in China, the rainfall and also the moisture and the environmental factors, they are determined on the basis of the forest area as a percentage of the land area. Forest area in China is 23.4% of the land area. In India, it is 24.3%, almost similar. In certain aspects, we see that there are differences between China and India. In certain aspects, there are similarities in between China and India, as I said about having the forest area as a percent of the land area. Another important aspect we have to take into consideration is about the access to electricity as a percentage of population. It is said that in China, 100% of the population is having access to electricity. In India, 99.6% as per the 2021 data. So access to electricity is almost same in India and China, which is appreciable. And annual freshwater withdrawals as a total percentage of the internal resources. In China, it is 20%. In India, it's very high, 45%. It is annual freshwater withdrawals. So, in certain respects, India is leading. Electricity production from renewable sources. We know that the renewable and non-renewable sources, they play a very important role in environmental sustainability. So, non-renewable resources, we cannot waste it. Renewable, we have to use. So, excluding the hydroelectricity, the renewable resources percentage of the total is in China, it is 4.9%, in India, 5.4%. So, in that respect also, renewable energy sources are very high in India. Sanitation. Swachh Bharat initiation India has already practicing. With regard to people using safely managed sanitation services as a percentage of population, 70% of the population, they are using safely managed sanitation services in China. In India, it is only 46% because this kind of sanitation measures we took very lately. But in China, they have practiced from the beginning. So here also, we have to see that the sanitation services in India has to be enhanced. Why I am mentioning all these points is that in G20 meetings, including a meeting which was recently held in Mysore, and still the meetings are going on under G20, and in a period of 1 year, that's last November 2022 to November 2023, since India is leading the G20, there are many, many issues that we have to discuss in these meetings. So particularly, we have to learn from different countries and we have to give our ideas and we have to be leaders in certain aspects. In this respect, we know that with regard to this sanitation activities, that India can learn many things in the discussion. So when we speak about the individuals using internet as a percentage of population, in China, 73% of the population, they use internet. In India, only 46%. I had a chance to go to China 2019 before the pandemic. I had a practical first-hand experience traveling all over China. What I learned was there, 3 years back itself, we had 6G to 7G in Shanghai. So we say in India, we are having 5G, but it's very difficult in most of the places. Though we say it is 5G, it's very difficult to even have the 3G or the 4G. So 5G is the fifth generation computer. So the Internet of Things, they play a very dominant role, particularly nowadays. Accessibility to the data is very important. The development should be taken into consideration. We know that artificial intelligence is dominating globally. By using this artificial intelligence, it is possible that we can have the different modern techniques of the models of growth, including India and China. Now, coming to this investment ratio, we know that in India, we conduct so many the conferences, workshops and meetings, knowing India's position and opportunities for the investment. In Bangalore also, I have attended what is called as the Global Investors Meet, where we used to enlighten the global participants that there is a very good opportunity in Karnataka to invest in various places. It's a very good point. Likewise, we know that in Delhi also, we have got plenty of faces to conduct the meetings, to invite the foreigners to invest in the various economic activities. So likewise, foreign direct investment, FDI, which is very important, net inflow as a percentage of GDP, it's 1% in China, and India it is 1.5%. This we have to see and appreciate mainly because the investment climate is very, very good. No doubt the ease of doing business is more in China, but ease of doing business in India may be a little less when we take the global ranking. But still, when we see the FDI, the foreign direct investment, it is really greater than that of China. In China, it is 1%. In India, it is 1.5% as per the 2022 data. These are the aspects one should take into consideration with regard to the development debate between India and China. Apart from this, with regard to this exports, we should also take into consideration that China's exports to India in the first half of 2022 totaled to US$56.53 billion compared to $57.51 billion last year. So likewise, we see there is a growth in the exports also. So not only the exports, we have to see that we have to try to reduce the imports. It's very, very difficult, mainly because a lot of money and dollars has to pay for the imports. We know that the current account deficit will be very high if we have got a high level of imports. So from this point of view, if you speak that, we see that, as I said earlier, there are similarities in economic development and various indicators between China and India. And there are differences also. And there are, some aspects India is leading and in some aspects China is leading. As per the nominal GDP is concerned, with regard to this 2023 data, the nominal GDP is said to be in billion dollars, $19,423 in case of China, whereas it is $3,591 in case of India. So when we speak about this, we know that as per the 2023 data, the growth rate in India is 5.43, growth rate in China is 5.439, whereas in India it is 6.816. So here also, with regard to the GDP growth rate, we can see that India is ahead. So with regard to this region, we know that China is in East Asia and India is in South Asia. So these Asian economies, they can play a very important role.
We know from the beginning that there are countries which are going to dominate in the economic development. Earlier, it was a case of USA, United States of America, and USSR. At present, USSR is no more. It has been segregated into different countries. We know there is a war between Russia and Ukraine. Fortunately, India or Pakistan or China, they do not have such kind of tension in this Southeast Asia or Asian economies. There is a lot of opportunity. There is a very good ground for the foster economic development. Area-wise, if you just take into consideration that China has 95,62,910 square kilometers area, whereas India has got 32,87,159 square kilometer area. From this point of view, China geographically is a very vast country. Its geographical area is not very important. In spite of the high geographical area, we know sometimes China is peeping into Arunachal Pradesh. China is also peeping into the various places, and there is a problem with regard to what is called as the problem of the Tibetans. So we know that we have given shelter to the Tibetans, which is a problem between India and China. But it's not a great problem. We can solve this problem very peacefully and very coolly. Official language in China is Chinese. In India, it is Hindi and English. But the form of or the type of government is in China, it is People's Republic. It is communist one-party government. Whereas in India, we have got Federal Parliamentary Republic. India is able to be shown to the world, to showcase the world that it is one of the important democracies conducting elections, running democracy in spite of its some minor drawbacks. In for a population of 142 crores, running democracy is not an easy task. India is ahead in this. That's why entire the global world is looking towards India as a savior, as a leader. That's why the leadership is given in G20 to India. So in that way, that India and China can play a very important role in the economic development of not only this region, but also global economic development. We know that the economic development is determined by various factors. With regard to the quality of life between China and India, if we just take into consideration 0 to 100. With regard to political stability, in China, it is 69 out of 100, whereas in India, it is 55. That means a government which is sustainable, a government which supports the economic development, political stability is 69% because it's a communistic government. And in India, we have got what is called republic system, democratic system, it is 55. Civil rights, please note this point here. Civil rights in China, it's 37 points we see out of 100, whereas in India it is 46. We have to appreciate that people can enjoy the civil rights in India than in China. With regard to the health, out of 100 points, the 69 points in case of China, and it's only 30%. In spite of our progress and in spite of playing a very important role during pandemic by providing different types of medicines to cure the pandemic, India was able to supply and export the various types of vaccines to other countries. So HDI point of view, if you just take into consideration the health point, it is 69 points out of 100 in China and it is 30 in India. Climate, it is 54 points in China. In India, it is 62. It is appreciable to India. Cost of living is a very important point that you should know. It is out of 100, it is 38 points, we say, cost of living in China. Whereas in India, it is 45. Cost of living means one should be very careful that how the consumers are going to buy the products. So in that way, I am very happy and to discuss with you the different dimensions of the economic growth between India and China.
ಇಷ್ಟೊತ್ತು ನಮ್ಮ ರೇಡಿಯೋ ಮಾನಸ 89.6 FM ಕಾರ್ಯಕ್ರಮದಲ್ಲಿ ತಮ್ಮ ಅಮೂಲ್ಯವಾದ ಸಮಯವನ್ನು ಹಂಚಿಕೊಂಡ ಡಾಕ್ಟರ್ ಬಿ ಗೋಪಾಲ್ ಸಿಂಗ್ ರವರಿಗೆ ನಮ್ಮ ರೇಡಿಯೋ ಮಾನಸ 89.6 ಎಫ್ಎಂ ಮತ್ತು ಮೈಸೂರು ವಿಶ್ವವಿದ್ಯಾನಿಲಯದ ಪರವಾಗಿ ಧನ್ಯವಾದಗಳು ಸರ್.
ಆತ್ಮೀಯ ಕೇಳುಗರೆ, ಈ ಕಾರ್ಯಕ್ರಮವು ರೇಡಿಯೋ ಮಾನಸ 89.6 ಎಫ್ಎಂನಲ್ಲಿ ಮೂಡಿಬಂದಿತ್ತು. ಸದಾ ಕೇಳ್ತಾ ಇರಿ ರೇಡಿಯೋ ಮಾನಸ, ಇದು ಕನಸುಗಳ ದಿಟ್ಟ ಹೆಜ್ಜೆ, ಮೈಸೂರು ವಿಶ್ವವಿದ್ಯಾನಿಲಯದ ಪ್ರಸ್ತುತಿ.